Good afternoon, everyone. We'll call the first meeting for this year of the Committee of on Agriculture and Rural Economies to order. A couple announcements before I neglect to do them. It's a season for receptions, folks, and many of you know about this, but I just wanted to throw a reminder of a couple of those out. AgriGrowth Council has a reception next on the February 1st at 317 on Rice Park. I'm sure most people know where that's at. Darren McBeth is here and Corey Bennett. And also the Corn Growers is meeting that same night. AgriGrowth's event is from 5:30 to 8. Corn Growers are meeting at the Crown Plaza that same evening, starting a little earlier than that. I'm not sure about the exact time, but they're in the Crown Plaza as they have been in the past, Minnesota Corn Growers. So those are the only two that I have in front of me right now. Welcome to the new year, folks. We're working on the schedules. I don't have a lot to comment too much about schedules yet as we're just getting involved in it. I did have a good meeting yesterday in staff with the Pollution Control Agency as a result of a meeting that Senator Miller and I had down in his district. Very good meeting with the Pollution Control Agency. They will be coming in here for at least one hearing, explaining their programs right to us in the ag community so everyone has a good understanding of what their plans are and what they're trying to do and their vision of what the Pollution Control Agency would be. And next Monday night, we have an FFA reception also for the future farmers and agricultural leaders in the state of Minnesota at the Kelly Inn next Monday. So we'll start with Senator Dames, I think, has a bill up, Senate File 1527. As Senator Dames and his testifiers are going to the table, a little bit of background, if I may. This again came about as a result of a meeting Senator Dames and I had in his district, talking about how we can support our current agricultural industries going on, and also this came about in an export situation. The President Obama has a major initiative on doubling the exports, agricultural exports, specifically. Out of the United States, that's very exciting to us since we are the sixth largest agricultural production state in the United States. Exports are key to us, and we want to support the President and Secretary Vilsack and Trade Ambassador for Agriculture Izzy Siddiqui's efforts in trying to do so. What's come about is that during our meeting in Marshall, the company that is manufacturing feed and having some issues come up just in the short term here on exports of their feed products to certain countries that are trying to use some actions here as trade barriers, and we're trying to fix that. So with that, Senator Dames, thank you very much for bringing the bill up, and we want to get this through here early on in the session so we can support our efforts. So, Senator Dames, would you care to move your bill in front of us?
Thank you, Mr. Chair and committee members. I am here today to introduce Senate File number 1527. With me, I have Matt Frederick King. Matt is the Director of Regulatory Affairs for RELCO out of Marshall, Minnesota. I'll start by giving you a little background on the bill. The bill is for an act relating to agriculture, providing for voluntary certification of good manufacturing practices for commercial feed and feed ingredients, authorizing fees for voluntary, and keep in mind the word voluntary certification, modifying rule provisions relating to animal feed, appropriating money, and amending Minnesota Statute 2010, Section 25.40, Subdivision 1 and 2, and by adding a subdivision, proposing coding for a new law in Minnesota Statute Chapter 25 and repealing Minnesota Rules Part of 1510.2220 and 1510.2230. With that said, I'd like to give you a little more information about this bill. The need for the bill creates a temporary fix for a problem facing some Minnesota agricultural companies that wish to export specifically to Brazil. The problem exists due to the Brazilian import requirements for a certificate of good manufacturing practices compliance for all imports of feed and similar pending restrictions in other countries, including Brazil and Mexico. The lag between passage of the Federal Food Safety Modernization Act in 2011, which includes good manufacturing practices regulations last year, and the implementation of this new law later this year, and in the meantime, the lack of good manufacturing practices regulations for non-medicated feed. The Food Safety Modernization Act was signed into law in January of 2011. This law changes the focus of the federal food enforcement to make preventing airborne illnesses the primary goal. In the past, the focus has been on responding to incidents of food contamination. The FDA is expected to issue proposed rules during early 2012. After the extended comment period, final rules are expected to be adopted later this calendar year. Those federal rules will have provisions for issuing good manufacturing practices certificates for the above, and until the new federal law is fully implemented, there's no statutory basis, state or federal, upon which an export entity can obtain the type of certificate being required by Brazil at this time. This would be a temporary fix, as this bill creates a process for issuing a certificate of good manufacturing practices for Minnesota facilities producing commercial feed and feed ingredients. This also establishes a temporary criteria for those goods manufacturing practices, gives the Minnesota Department of Agriculture the authority to inspect facilities upon request, gives the Minnesota Department of Agriculture the authority to charge a fee for such inspections, and requires that the new federal rules, once they are finalized later this year, be adopted by reference to provide quick transition in Minnesota. In conclusion, the temporary good manufacturing practices process set forth in this bill will allow Minnesota companies to meet with the new Brazilian import requirements until such time as the new Federal Food Safety Modernization Act is implemented in Minnesota. Permanent regulations for GMPs in non-medicated feed will come with the impending Food and Drug Administration final rules later this year. As I pointed out earlier, I think it's very important that we understand that this is strictly voluntary. So this is not going to state that all organizations have to be inspected. This is going to be inspected on a voluntary requested basis. And we do have a fiscal note, and the fiscal note shows a zero cost to the Department of Agriculture. As in the agreement, the cost for the inspection will be for the time that is put in by the Department of Agriculture, including travel time, time on the site, time in the office, and also mileage. So with that said, I'd like to turn it over to Matt, and Matt can kind of give us a little background about Relco and how this legislation will affect them. Matt?
Mr. Frederick King, would you state your name for the record?
Yes. Mr. Chair, Matt Frederick King, Director of Regulatory Affairs and Operations for Relco Nutrition, Marshall, Minnesota.
Thank you.
We brought Relco to the front of this issue about 45 days ago. Relco Nutrition is an organization with 120 employees. We export to over 20 countries and move animal health and animal nutrition products throughout the world. With this issue that we came across in Brazil, we needed to have some sort of an avenue in which to obtain a certificate of good manufacturing practices, at which time we engaged the state of Minnesota to try and determine what we could put in place to meet this requirement until the federal regulation goes into effect. And so as you look at the document in front of you, one of the things that we put in there was a sunset clause that as the federal regulations come forth, those will be adopted within the state. But overall, Relco is very interested, as is the rest of the industry, to be able to open these export barriers that have been put up in front of us to continue to move our products throughout the world.
Okay, any questions of our testifier?
Mr. Chair, I'd like to point out that this bill has been worked on hand-in-hand with the Department of Agriculture, and Dr. Heidi Katzenberg is here today for and would take any questions. But our committee administrator, Jennifer, and Doug worked hand-in-hand along with Greg with the Department of Agriculture to get this bill put together. So I think it's a bill that that we all can support. And at this point, certainly take any questions.
Any questions? If not, Ms. Gauthier, do you have anything to say from the department, or the department folks want to?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Greta Gauthier, Department of Agriculture. I think Senator Dames did a good job of summarizing the bill. This will be voluntary. The bill gives the department the authority to make these inspections at request. And then we would, because there is no budget line or this is a new activity for us, issuing this type of certificate for the process of the feed production. We've done it before for specific ingredients, but not for a process, or for a specific item, but not for a process. So it's a new activity for us, but we are happy to work together and come up with something that'll allow Minnesota companies to meet this requirement and remain competitive.
Okay. Any questions of the department? Senator Kelash.
Yeah. I'm not sure who this should go to, but who's currently doing the inspections? And when this sunsets, does that mean the feds take over that inspection? Or could you just explain that current process? It sounds like it's just a lag in the current system, but could I just get a feel for how the it works currently and how it'll work after the feds' rules take effect?
Ms. Gauthier, Senator Dames, whoever.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Kelash, sure. What is underway right now, when the, as Senator Dames noted, when this federal law was put in place a year ago, they're kind of just about to release proposed rules on that, and then the rules will be finalized this summer. So ideally what will happen is this will be this bill sets forth will sunset at the time that those new federal rules come out. And at that point, like every other state in the country, we will be under the new federal rules.
Just is somebody currently doing this inspection at this point in time, or how does that work?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Kelash, you know, for the process of manufacturing non-medicated feed, it has not been something for which good manufacturing practices certificates have been issued in the past.
Okay.
But under the new federal law, it is.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Mr. Chair and Senator Kelash, I just want I do want to add to what Ms. Gauthier was talking about. The inspection process in here will be retained, because the issue is they're not sure how the feds are going to how these GMP certificates will be issued under the new federal rules. So Subdivision 2 is still going to be retained even after this, but they would base their decisions on the new federal rules. If they don't need it, you can sunset it sometime in the future. But it was to be sure that once the federal rules become adopted, that you can continue this, that the department can continue this process and continue to inspect these people. Only they'll do it under the federal rules. So the rules will change, but the inspection parts is retained in the law.
Yep. Mr. Neff, just a thought. Then the expense for the inspections or the collection of fees and costs are borne by the state or by the feds?
It's borne by the company.
By the companies?
Mr. Chair, Senator Kelash, under this law, it would be borne by the companies. We don't know if the feds are going to put any money into this yet.
Thank you.
All right. We've had others wish to testify, so we have our friend Bob Zelenka here with the Grain and Feed Association from Minnesota's Grain and Feed. Welcome, Bob. How are you doing this year?
Good, Mr. Chairman. Good. Very good. Thank you. For the record, my name is Bob Zelenka. I'm the executive director of the Minnesota Grain and Feed Association. We represent the grain elevator and feed mill industry here in the state of Minnesota. Just want to say that we are in support of the bill. The restrictions that were put up by Brazil need to be addressed to the federal legislation. Federal Food Safety Modernization Act is already a year old. What they're looking at the Office of Management and Budget right now is a 200-page preamble, 100-page economic analysis, and then text of the regulation. And it's been delayed, which rightfully so, I guess. We're looking at a July 3rd date for this federal legislation to be enacted, hopefully. But in the meantime, we do need some help to help firms like Ralco. We have a couple other members of our association that are looking at this export opportunity. And by putting this in place, it does create a nice export opportunity for members in the feed industry to sell into this market. And our concern is that other countries are going to follow suit with Brazil and put up this restriction. So the sooner we get this in place, the better it would be for our ability to export grains and feeds.
Thank you, Mr. Zelenka. Any questions? I'll put out to members in your package. You have a letter here from the American Feed Industry Council, AFIA, and it talks about what's happened with Brazil. They put this up. Again, when I was in Washington as part of the state agriculture chairman's meeting, we met with Senator Vilsack. Then I also had a chance to meet individually with the trade ambassador Siddiqui, and he brought up the issue of the FDA's rulemaking process not being completed yet, and wanted to know if there were any export trade barriers that we were concerned with, and I said certainly it was about Brazil. He knew about it. He was going to Brazil in a couple of weeks, but as Mr. Zelenka brought up, if Brazil does it, there's other countries that likely may do it also, and we want to support our export programs and get this done. So we have one other person that's asked to testify, Mr. Edward Davis. Is Edward Davis in the audience? Please state your name for the record, if you represent anyone, and continue with your testimony, Mr. Davis.
My name is Ed Davis, and I am a citizen lobbyist for food and agricultural issues. I would say I'm neutral or supportive of the bill in that it is one that helps for accountability. And one of the things that concerns me that I would like to see in it would be the adulteration aspects, and that deleterious substances, one of those substances be listed, or maybe those substances listed. I'm not sure if they'd be listed in Section 25.3.7, paragraph A, but something along the lines of subtherapeutic antibiotic additives to feed, but and if that not necessarily be something not added, well then it be considered to be part of the labeling provision in subdivision 10A, and it talks about identifying what's in the feed, and which I would also hope would include not just say corn, but to say what type of corn, what brand, genetically modified, in terms of it is genetic modification, it's hybrid, those types of aspects that might be involved in the kind of corn that is put into the feed, or a soybean, or else.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Davis. Mr. Knopf can mention a little bit about the adulteration section of the feed laws. Mr. Knopf, if you want to.
Mr. Chair and members, to address the concerns, what the witness is talking about goes a little beyond what you're trying to do here. You're trying to get a GMP certificate to a manufacturer so they can sell in another country. And, if the FDA rules are different, then once they take effect, they'll be the standards that you use for a GMP certificate. You already have in state law statutes on misbranding and adulteration that are very specific about what those terms mean and when it's adulterated. It does deal with animal drugs and everything else in that. That's not really the scope of this bill today. is to deal with misbranding and adulteration. But you do have, and if in the future, if somebody wanted to amend those statutes dealing with adulteration and misbranding, that would be the place to do it, not in this bill.
Okay. All right. Any further questions? If not, Senator Dames will renew his motion. Senator Dames?
Mr. Chair, hearing no other questions, I move that the Senate File 1527 be passed by this committee and then forwarded to the State Government Committee.
All right. Motion by Senator Dames to pass Senate File 1527 and send it on to the State Government Committee. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion's carried. Thank you very much, Senator Dames, and your testifiers.
Thank you.
And everyone else involved with this. Senator Carlson, we've got, as long as we're on feed issues, let's bring you up. I decided we'd have feed day today, Senator Carlson. So, and I know you've been clamoring to get this done, and so we've waited for the right time, and today's the right time for you, Senator.
Thank you.
And I'm not sure where your bill goes. I think we'll send it to, why don't we send it right to the floor today?
Right. Well, is that it? We're done? Thank you.
Unless somebody else, Senator Carlson, unless somebody really clamors to want your bill, we'll do the senator's scoring.
I just wanted to say that must be a sign to the strong co-authors that he has.
That
on
must
bill.
Be. Must be, absolutely. Senator Scoy, your chairman has determined that would be a wise move. Well, Senator Carlson, was Senator Scoy, would you care to, since Senator Carlson not on the committee, would you care to move the bill, Senate File 576?
Mr. Chair, I'll move Senate File 576.
All right, thank you very much. Senator Carlson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. Senate File 576 is a very simple repealer of a 1917 law whereby folks that have farming operations could, given some bad weather, given whatever extenuating circumstances, go to their county and get a seed and feed loan. These loans have not been utilized, and maybe someone will have a better understanding of how long it's been since they've been used. I'm thinking it's been at least 40, if not 50 years since they've been used, and this is simply an area of cleaning up our statutes. I don't believe that there's urgency involved, but I do believe that it's incumbent upon us as legislators to remove as many items off of our statutes as we add on, hopefully, and this might be one that's pretty non-controversial in a way to clean up our statutes.
For that. Okay, Senator Carlson, thank you very much. Anyone else have any questions or comments? Senator Carlson, I think most of us support your efforts in trying to reduce the number of volumes up there on the shelf.
So you know, Mr. Chairman, I did consult with folks at Farm Bureau just to make sure that there wasn't still someone out there that was, I mean, we certainly didn't want to take away anyone's ability to help finance their new crops, but my understanding from the Farm Bureau folks that they were certainly fine with this removal of statutes from our books.
Thank you, Senator Carlson. Anyone in the counties? Are the counties available? Or
I think Mr. Spartz was going to be.
Yeah, there he is.
Okay. Please state your name for the record, sir. And
Mr. Chairman, I'm Jeff Spartz. I'm the executive director of the Association of Minnesota Counties. And as far as we know, everyone is entirely supportive of Senator Carlson's effort.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. Senator Rosen, did you have a
point? I was going to make a motion, but I'm not sure somebody
Senator
had some comment.
Yeah, I'll renew my motion that Senate File 576 be recommended to pass and move to the Senate floor.
All right. Thank you very much, Senator Scoy. Any other questions? Seeing none, all those in favor of Senator Scoy's motion to move Senate File 576 to the floor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, nay. All right, the bill passes. Any other interest, any sure. other discussion for
Thank
the
you, Mr. Chair, members.
Agriculture and the rural economies? If not, pay attention to your emails as we get further along here in the discussions. And if you have bills, to dealing with this. Get them in soon.
Always sure.
And we're hoping to have a short but productive session.
Mr.
Appreciate
Chair.
All of your help. Senator Rosen.
I'm looking for a good ag bill to get in front of your committee. You have any?
There's room on that one. You could join.
You could join Senator. Dig through the statutes and find some stuff. All right. Thank you very much, everyone. We'll see you next week. Watch your calendar. Watch your emails. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
I think this is going to